and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. I know that many of you probably have family or friends that are Jehovah's Witnesses. And as you probably know, Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe that Jesus is God. They're just like the Muslims that believe that Jesus is not God, only a man, only a prophet. Today, I'm going to share with you something that you can share with the Jehovah's Witnesses and with anyone else that claim they believe the Bible, that will prove to them very quickly and very easily that Jesus is God. You can share this with your family and friends and co-workers that may be Jehovah's Witnesses, but you can also share this proof that Jesus is God with the Jehovah's Witnesses as they come to your door, because this is so easy and so simple. Now, of course, the Bible is full of proof that Jesus is God, but this is one thing that they are not going to be able to talk themselves out of. This is 100% proof that Jesus is God. I encourage you to write down these scriptures very quickly. Just jot down with a pen and paper the verse numbers, and then after the broadcast, which is only 13 minutes away, you can go back and read these more carefully and study them and practice sharing these scriptures with other people. It starts in the book of John. In John 7, verse 37, Jesus is attending the Fiesta of Tabernacles. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried aloud, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Notice that in this verse, in John 7, verse 37 and verse 38, Jesus does not say, "If any man thirst, let him go to someone else." But he said, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." He doesn't say, "He that believeth on someone else," but "He that believeth on me." Jesus says two different times, actually three different times, in these two verses alone, that he's God, that he's the one you must believe on, not someone else, that he is the one you must come to, not someone else, that he is the water of life, not someone else. I'm going to read to you the study note on this verse that comes along with my study Bible. It says here that a tradition grew up in the few centuries before Jesus that on the 7 days of the Festival of Tabernacles, a golden container filled with water from the pool of Shiloh was carried in possession by the high priest back to the temple. As the procession came to the water gate at the south side of the inner temple court, three trumpet blasts were made to mark the joy of the occasion, and the people recited Isaiah 12, verse 3, that says, "You would joyously draw water from the springs of salvation." At the temple, while onlookers watched, the priests would march around the altar with the water container while the temple choir sung the Book of Songs. The water was offered in sacrifice to God at the time of the morning sacrifice, and the use of the water symbolized the blessing of adequate rainfall for crops. Jesus used this event as an object lesson and opportunity to make a very public invitation on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles for his people to accept him as the living waters of salvation. So in summary, what that study note is saying is that the Fiesta of Tabernacles was already very well established as being connected with the symbolism of water of salvation. That water of salvation had been talked about in a lot of different verses in the Old Testament, including the book of Isaiah. And the people knew that the Fiesta of Tabernacles had a connection with living waters, salvation, giving yourself to God. So when Jesus stood up on this last day of the feast and said that if you drink, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He was saying that he is the source of life, that he is the source of salvation. He was saying, in different words, that he is the Savior, that he is God Almighty. And the verse that the study note says that they actually quoted every festival of Tabernacles was Isaiah 12. The people knew this verse. Isaiah 12, verse 1 up to verse 3 says, in that day shall they say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though that thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. People knew this verse in Isaiah 12, verses 1 through 3, directly associated with the Fiesta of Tabernacles. When Jesus stood and said that he is the well of salvation, he was saying that he is God. Then another verse in Isaiah 55, verse 1, it says, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come you, buy and eat. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. So there is another verse talking about coming to God as the source of living waters that will save you and give you salvation and eternal life. And the people that heard Jesus stand up and say that he was the living waters, they knew that he was claiming to be God. Then if you look at John chapter 4, verses 7 through 24, Jesus talks to the woman at the well. There cometh a woman from Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest me to drink, when I'm a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou would ask of him, talking about himself, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank of himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. Wow! He, in John 7, was saying that he is the water, a spring of water that should spring up in yourself, in your belly. And here in John 4, he's telling the woman that he is that water of life, of everlasting life. Now, you can't get the water of everlasting life by drinking of brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or this man or that man or this prophet or that prophet. You can only get the water of everlasting life only from God. So he is telling this woman that he is the Savior. No man can save you. No prophet can save you. Only God. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. Jesus said to her, Go and call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, Thou hast said well, that you have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not your husband, in that you sayest truly. And the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive you be a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father, for you worship not what you know. We worship what we know, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 6, Revelation 21, verse 6, he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus, Revelation 21, verse 6. And he calls himself the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and says the same thing he said in John 7 and John 4, that he will give people eternal life. No man can give you eternal life. Only God can. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered in John 3, verse 5, Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's John 3, verse 5, talking about being born again, that you must be born of the water. He is the water. But you have to be baptized also. It says in Romans 6, verse 3, Romans 6, verse 3, Know you not that as many of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized also to his death, that you're crucified with Christ, that you're resurrected with Christ through baptism, not through prayer, but through baptism, that you are born again. Read the scriptures, people. It says here in Romans 6, verse 3, that we are baptized into Jesus Christ. We're not prayed into Jesus Christ. We are baptized in that water, which represents Jesus Christ. If we don't go under that water and drown to our old self and be born of water and spirit at the same time, then we are not truly saved. You must be born of the water and of the spirit. Contact me for baptism in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.